There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. Are you a child of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son of God, and he came to this earth with the express purpose and intent to carry out the mission and explicit order from God to go to the cross at Calvary, and for the express purpose of redeeming man back to God and in affording him salvation? This is exactly what Jesus did for you, me, and every human being on this earth. Jesus lived for 33 years on this earth with us for the express purpose of giving us an example, a roadmap, if you will, for us to mimic and follow so that our lives would be pleasing to God as well. And this way, we would be worthy to receive pardons for our sins and receive salvation and be caught up in the rapture when he came back for us and the church. Well, Jesus did exactly this, and by doing so, redeemed us all those who believed in him and follow him as Christians back to God to be seen as holy and pure. And even while completing this mission, Jesus held up the decrees of God. In this example from the Bible, you see how God was with David as he went up against the Philistines. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand?" And the Lord said unto David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand." And David came about to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there, and said, "The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of waters." Therefore he called the name of the place Baal-perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David acquired of the Lord, he said, "Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the top of the mulberry trees, then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shalt the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gezer. This is just one example of how God favored David and went with him and helped him in his fight. David asked God before he went to battle and was given the okay by God. So therefore, when he went up against the Philistines, he had no worries or concern because the battle would be won as God said it would. And David continued to consult God before going into battles, asking God to be with him and see that he would be victorious. But if ever God told him not to go up against a particular enemy, David would obey, and therefore he was able to keep away from all hurt, harm, and danger. Amen.